Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first caller of the day and then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me introduce Ada Marie. How are you today?
I'm wonderfully fine. I just had the wonderful opportunity yesterday. We've only been home 3 days. A gentleman came in a wheelchair, and his wife brought him in, and he came and sat in my chair, the blue one, and asked me if there was any reason why he couldn't be healed. And I told him the truth. I said, because you don't think you are. As soon as you think you're in perfect health, your mind will begin to change your body into perfect health. And what is it that caused you not to be able to walk? Well, he wasn't really sure what it was. It happened a long time ago. But anyway, well, he was sitting here, and I'm telling you, the shock to me was awesome. He sat in the chair, put his legs on the hassock, and then I saw him do that.
Mm-hmm.
I went, I thought you can't walk. He said, I can't. I said, what do you mean you can't? You just raised both legs and put them up on that footstool. And he said, yes. I said, okay, put them back on the floor. And so I went over to him, and I took his hand, and I said to him, I said, now, I'm going to hold your hand, and you're going to stand up. Well, he said, I can't. I said, you're going to stand up. So I took his hand. I said, now stand up. You got strength in your legs. Push yourself up out of that chair. And he did. Finally, he did. He argued with me, but he finally stood up, and he said, well, I can't do this. I said, you just did it. There's no can'ts on this job. You can do it. If you make up your mind to do it, you can do it. So he was standing there, and he said, now what do you want me to do? I said, sit down. And so after about a half hour, I said to him, I said, come over here to the table and take a look at this article on the table I have here. Without even thinking, he stood up and walked over to the table. Now, if he really couldn't walk, if he really couldn't maneuver, he could have never got up and walked to that table.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So while he's standing at the table, I said to him, I said, would you like a drink of water? And he said, well, yes, I would. I said, okay, walk in the kitchen to the sink, and I will get you a drink of water. He did. He walked into the sink, and he stood there drinking the glass of water, and he said, I didn't need a chair. I said, well, what are you going to do with a chair? You're drinking water. He said, I've had to stay in that wheelchair. I said, no, you didn't. You decided to do that. He said, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did, or you wouldn't have been in that chair. So after 4 hours of walking around the property, of looking at everything, talking to my husband, his wife came back to get him. And he immediately jumped out of the chair and walked outside to the car. And she was just shocked. But you see, he got stuck in his head that he couldn't walk.
Mm.
In some kind of a situation where he was traumatized in some, I don't know how.
Right.
It don't make any difference. What makes a difference is he walked all over this house and around this yard, and he didn't hesitate to get up and walk to the car. In other words, he wasn't fooling. He just was in a, somehow or another, got into trouble.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It was amazing. And his wife called me this morning, and she says, I don't know what you did. I have no idea, but he's like he was 10 years ago. So I thanked her for telling me, and I thanked her for being so happy and, you know, being good with him. But isn't it amazing that when people are in a totally different atmosphere, a totally different situation, they can do something that they thought they couldn't do?
Mm-hmm.
You see, he was in a we're in the woods. We live in the woods. When people come to our house, we have a guest house that they rest in across the way on the other side of the property. And they can walk anywhere they want. And the road, you know, my husband has a gravel road around the property. And he was just happy as a clam. So today I received the biggest bouquet of flowers that I have seen in 20 years.
Oh, my.
It practically filled the entire table.
Wow. Wow.
And I was really thrilled. They're just on the table out here, and they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, that's...
So I can only tell you that it's in the mental process of the person. The mind can do anything that you set it to do. And I told him, I said, you know you can walk, so walk. And he said, I will. And then today his wife said he was outside walking around the yard and the lawns, and his legs are getting stronger every day, of course, because he hasn't been using them enough.
Right, right.
But he is doing well now, and he's going to go back to the doctor on Wednesday, and he's going to walk in the doctor's office. I'm waiting to see what the doctor says.
Absolutely. That is going to be amazing.
Wow. It is, yeah. So see, it can happen. Anybody can do something if they put their mind to it. Yes, sometimes it takes a little more effort, but make the effort. Don't quit. Stay with it until you get the results you want, and you will get it.
That's great advice. Thank you so much.
It just thrilled me. I cried because I was so happy to see. This man was only 42 years old. Can you imagine being stuck in a chair for the rest of his 90 years or 60 years?
Right. No, I can't.
Yeah. So yeah. I was thrilled to death. And his wife called me. She said, what did you do? I said, I didn't do anything. I listened to him talk to me. And he said he wanted to go to the bathroom. So I told him where it was. I said, just go down that hallway and turn to the left, and you're in the bathroom. And he got up without even asking for help. And so, you know, see, something was stuck in there. Something in the brain had gotten stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But he's perfectly fine. His wife called this morning, and he was just fine. So
beautiful.
Here come these beautiful flowers.
Nice.
It's wonderful.
Well, let's move on to the topic of the day. I'm thank you for sharing that story. It's a wonderful testament to the strength of spirit and faith.
And the love of the spirit.
Well, love is, just happens to be what the topic is. It was suggested by Mandy.
Well, good, because love can do, it moves mountains. It can do anything. When he felt that he loved himself enough to step up out of that chair, he got well. I've seen it happen over and over again. When they like themselves, you've got to love yourself as much as you would anybody else. Because after all, who lives in that body?
Right.
So love is genuine, and you can send as much as you want, but you better send some to yourself.
Absolutely.
You better look in the mirror in the morning and thank God for the blessings you have, and love the fact that you can walk and talk and see and hear and do all these things. You've got to say thank you to God for that. You've got to do it.
I totally agree.
Now I'm done preaching. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, what else do you want to say about love, honey? You were talking about earlier, before the show began, we were talking about love, and you were talking about how that's what holds the universe together.
Well, it is. It is. The entire universe and many universes are totally held together through the atmospheric power of love, because the planets aren't hitting each other. They're in an orbital pattern, and they stay there. And that is universal. That's a universal thing that the universe does to make everything move in a pattern that is good for all the planets around. You don't see them losing their, you know, running into each other. So if you're in a big family, there's always going to be places in a family where people don't agree with the rest of the family or part of them. But if they stop to think, okay, this is how he thinks, but he's not arguing about how I think. I can think the way I want, because every person is different. Every person is different. So in families where you have families that can't get along, it's only because they think what they know is more important than what the other person knows.
Well, that's not very loving, is it?
It's not loving at all, but that, don't you see how that happens?
Absolutely. There's a lot of dysfunction in families.
Right, and there's no time given to each person equally. Okay, here's one member of the family who became a truck driver. Here's another member of the family that does something different. They can get along because each does something different, but they can't argue about what the other one does because they don't know enough about it.
Right.
But they do it.
Right.
Well, why didn't you become this, or why didn't you do that? Maybe it didn't fit the person, you know. People have to do what fits them and makes them feel good.
Well, let's get back to love. What?
Okay.
You were talking about it in what I would consider an ultimate form, and that is God. I mean, God is
right.
What makes the world go around, what holds the planets in orbit and all of that.
Right.
What would you like to say about love?
Well, what I'd like to say about it is, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be happy, and if you want to have a good position anywhere in any kind of a job, and if you want to be able to travel and do the things that in your consciousness is good for you, then you have to display love in every fashion and every form, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing.
Why is that?
Because that's what makes it go around. That's what makes people talk to you. That's what makes people treat you nice.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cousin who came to see me a while back, and he heard all kinds of things about me. And when he got here, he stayed overnight, and the next day he said, well, you're as nice as anybody, in fact, nicer than most of the people in your family. I said, well, thank you. But you see, it's how people see you is how they see themselves. Now, I'm going to take that to you again.
I got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
People are always laying a trip on somebody and talking about themselves and using their name. Got the picture?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why there is so much confusion and frustration and anger.
Well, that's a form of judgment.
That's right. It is a form of judgment.
And there's no love connected to judgment.
None whatsoever.
No. No.
No.
And I mean, it goes back to what you were saying before. You really need to love yourself before you can love somebody else.
If you don't love yourself, you'll never love anybody else.
Right.
You'll always find fault.
Right, right, yeah.
So if you have a good feeling about yourself and you're happy when you look in the mirror, then people are going to feel that, they're going to see it, and they're going to appreciate it.
Well, it's an inside job, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. You got it right.
And, you know, it's my opinion and my belief that that needs to come from a place of faith in God. And I feel sorry for people that don't have that faith, because I don't think they're really consciously connected to the source of love.
They're not connected to the source of life.
Life, uh-huh.
Because life and love are connected. They're hand in hand. And a lot of times people are so discouraged easily that they don't stop to think that they could look in the mirror and they could take a good look at themselves and see what really is the truth and then deal with the truth instead of everybody having an opinion. I get so many opinions about things that if I even thought I needed to listen to them, I couldn't do this show.
I hear you. What about what about romantic love? What would you like to say about that?
Well, it, of course, romance and romantic love is a, what did my dad used to say? Somebody with their senses mixed up, but that wasn't how he said it. He had a funny way of saying it. They were Twitterpated.
Oh, and, I like that term.
Yeah, he'd say, now they're just Twitterpated. They'll get over it.
Well, you know, I'm not talking about that infatuation part. I'm talking about having a loving relationship with a partner that's based on mutual respect and unconditional love. I guess that's the way I wanted to come at it.
Well, and by doing that, that kind of love is genuinely from the heart to the heart, from this heart to that heart. And if you notice that many, many people, still today, there are people who have been married 60 and 70 years, and that love has started from the time they were young and got married, had kids, and all through life, right?
Right.
And very often when one of them leave, the other one leaves shortly. Happens a lot.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And that is, they've connected to the point where their love follows it. Who goes first and one goes next. But they have genuinely went through every kind of problem or whatever, and stayed together and loved each other enough and respected each other enough to treat each other with the most endearing tone of voice. I mean, I've met several people like that, several relatives and several people who weren't related. And when they've been married 65 years, I can tell you that they treat each other with the utmost respect.
Well, I like the word tone, because I've heard it thought it's the tone that makes the music.
Right.
And words are not enough.
No. But when people are speaking to each other in a tone of a loving tone, there is a sound of joy in it. And
yes.
Joy is music.
Yes, there is.
So,
well, listen, we've talked for quite a bit, and we do have callers on the line.
Okay.
So let's take some calls, and if somebody else has a topic they want to bring up, we've only got 3 callers today so far. So we would have time for another topic if somebody wants to hear about something. Our first caller is Mandy, and she's the one that brought up the topic. Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Thank you both for having me today.
Sure.
Did you get the answer you needed, Mandy?
I not really, to be honest with you. What were your specialties again, ma'am?
Pardon?
She wonders what your specialties are.
Oh, thank you.
I answer questions to people all over the world, and I spend most of my time just answering those questions. And it, like in this case, it comes through a channel. I just repeat what I receive.
Okay, great. My question for you would be, I was wondering if the spirit saw a romantic connection between my baby's father and I, or if you saw God sending somebody else our way.
There's a connection between you and your husband.
We weren't married, to be honest with you, and the baby just turned one. We haven't seen him since April. An unfortunate situation that he's in, he can't be here in the physical right now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And what is your question? You want to know if he's going to be able to be with you?
She wants to know if there's connection, a love connection between him and her.
Yes. If we reunite in a romantic way.
Well, there is a connection there, a loving connection. But I'm wondering why you don't feel it.
She feels it. She's just wondering if it's something that's meant to be.
Yes, it was meant to be.
But are we going to reconnect, man? Like, the relationship had broken up, and like I said, he is away right now. So do you see us reconnecting in a romantic way?
If you choose to do it, if you choose not to be joyful about the relationship, you can't do it. But if you're romantically joyful in your heart and it's coming through you, then yes, it'll be a good relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I guess
you're the only one who can make it.
Well, I can't act on him. I don't know, I guess. I have mixed signals from him, that's where I need more of the clarity. It's like I don't want to give up on him, but yet I don't want to have false hope.
Well, if he is not around and supporting you, then you're not giving up on anything because he's not being supportive. But it sounds like that's the problem. Is he being supportive of you?
Well, to be honest with you, he's currently incarcerated. So
that's okay. He can still feel and hold you with a degree of love and light and appreciation and respect.
Uh-huh.
Is that happening? Do you think that's happening in your relationship?
At the bare minimum, I'd say.
Well,
again, I have mixed signals. I don't know why. Like I said, I don't know if he's just, say, stringing me along, or he wants
just
to
tell
see
me
if
his
we
name,
connect.
And I can answer your question.
Okay, great, Chad, Chad.
And there's no relationship there.
No, not right now, no.
Right. So, find a new person.
Okay, so in other words, you don't see us one happening in the future then, a relationship.
Right. He wouldn't be in very good in anybody's future, but you don't need to deal with it. You can go on to a very nice, wonderful relationship.
Do the spirits see somebody new coming into my life?
There are several new people around you, but you are just not giving anybody an opportunity.
That would make sense.
Yeah. So clean the slate and look around and find somebody happy and joyous and a good person.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you so much for your time and taking me this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Mandy.
Thank you for having me. Good night.
Yeah, and thank you for bringing up the topic today. We appreciate that.
Right.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay. God bless.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry to cut you off. And Mandy, just to let you know, we're on every week at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays, and we'd love to hear anything that comes your way. And just to let people know, Ada Marie, when she gives a full reading, she will give the first 15 minutes for free. So let me give you her contact information. You can reach her online at thegoldenoracle.com, or you can call her between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and the number is 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. And she also does mediumship. She does communicate with the dead, but she will not do that on the show. That's something that she only does in a private session. Okay, let's move on to the next caller, which is Jackie, and we have two others after that. Jackie, you're live.
Hi, Ada Marie. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good. I was looking at your bio when you said that a lot of things that you inherited, you actually got it through like your maternal links in terms of your gifts. I'm dealing with my patients.
I was trained on how to listen, to be silent, and give only what was given from the higher force for me to repeat. So a lot of times on a show like this, I will give what I receive a certain amount, but I can't give any more because it's too personal. So I just give on the show what is things that can be heard that other people, but they're not real personal.
Okay.
In other words, if you want a personal reading, you have to call in and make an appointment for it.
Okay, so when I first started talking, you got the sense that it was personal, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, from a general standpoint then, how do you know when your gifts are developing, though? How did you know when it happened with you?
Well, because I come from a long line of people who have sight and was trained as a small child not to tell everything I saw, because when you're little and you see things and you tell somebody, everybody gets mad at you. So I've learned to be very quiet. And I have clients I've had for 30-some years, and they're still calling me now. But now they call when they have something that they can't figure out, because I try to teach everybody how to take the project, whatever they've got, and how they can turn it until they understand it and know whether the answer is yes or no. The answer will come to them. So I teach them how to do that. And I have I've been doing this for many, many years, honey.
Okay. Just one other general question, then, because I caught what you said when you first got on the phone.
Well, you know, Jackie, I just wanted to say, if you have a specific question, she'll let you know whether or not she can answer it for you.
Yeah.
On the air. So go ahead.
Ask me. I can't answer it, I'll tell you that, too.
Yeah. My thing is, why is it that, like, love in terms of family relationships, why is it that love is perceived to be a sign of weakness nowadays?
I don't understand that myself, because there's no power stronger than love. And if it is properly used, it's a blessing from God.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing stronger than divine love, and nothing that can heal faster than divine love. So I do not understand that people have to make it into something else. I do not understand that, and I can't answer it for you. I can only tell you that I know from growing up with grandmothers and people that go years ago when people traveled across the country to get to the West. Those people traveled, and many, many, many of them, they just, by the grace of God, they got here. In the West, they got here. They survived. They did what they did. They shared with each other. And when somebody didn't, they were usually ostracized, and that was the end of that. And they were not harmed. They were just told to leave. So what I'm telling you is I do not know how things happen. I do know that when something happens, I can look above it. Like people, many of my clients call me all the time, and they'll say, this happened and this happened. Now, what do I do? And I'll say, well, what do you think? And then they'll say something, and then I'll answer them. And then they change, they just change it a little bit and fix it. So for people I've worked with for the last 50 years, they'll very often call and be laughing and say, why didn't I think of that? But again, and when something is happening and you're feeling like you're being pushed in a corner or you can't get your wrap your head around it, sit down, lay down, be silent, have no radios on, nothing, just silence, and rest. Don't let your head be empty, nothing in it. Just lay down and rest, or sit down and rest. But keep your head clear. Don't think of anything. Let the universe give you what you need to know. And if you fall into a little sleep and then wake up, I can almost guarantee you that before the day is over, you'll have your answer. It'll be there.
Okay.
It works. Because your own teacher, your own guide, your own connection with God will help you with that answer. And I have absolute faith in God. I'm alive to tell you I have faith in him.
Okay.
I've been pronounced dead 3 times, and I'm here talking to you on the phone. That's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Anything else, Jackie?
No, I'm just working on trying to heal within, and, you know, I have other people that I have to deal with that has their own issues, and sometimes it affects me. And I'm just,
you know
every
what?
Day is a new lesson.
When you're being affected by it, turn immediately to God and ask him to please make the way straight. Because sometimes you can't help but be affected.
And, you know, I have been doing that for years now, and I feel like at some point in time, God went silent.
He doesn't quit. Believe me, I'm closer to 100 than I am to 50, and believe you me, he has never forsaken anybody. So just have the faith. Just have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, just that little bit of faith. Everything will turn around.
Okay.
Because it does. It does.
Okay.
You're very wise and you're very beautiful. Your heart is very good. And things will turn as soon as you thank God for that blessing.
As soon as I thank him for the blessing. So the blessing was in the waiting period or in the lesson?
For the blessing in the knowing. For the blessing in the knowing. Because if you're being held up from having an answer, it's usually because something better is coming along. You see, it's just give yourself a little time and be aware of what's around, and you'll see that the blessing is the waiting that you've had to do till the better thing happens. Just don't be impatient.
Right, I've been hearing that word for a while about my patience, and I feel it's like in my gut, and I'm trying to it feels like everything is just wrapped around, and I'm just trying to untangle it. And I do receive that message when you say
no.
In terms of resting.
Wait a minute. Don't try to untangle it. When you go to bed at night, you turn it over to God, then He'll untangle it. Believe me, I'm a mother of seven kids and single at that. And when I lost my husband, I was alone with those kids. And many nights I had to go to bed and I'd say, okay, God, now you take over. And I got to know in the morning how to do this and this and this. And I think he got tired of listening to me. One time my son said, Mother, don't you think he has other people to talk to? I said, he probably does, but I got to get my order in early.
Okay.
Know that there is an answer, and it will come to you if you ask for it. You got to ask for it. Don't do the thinking. Let him do the thinking. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense.
Yeah. That's why we sleep, to refresh ourselves, to pick up the next day and go forward.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Sometimes I go to bed and I think, okay, now, here are three things, Father. In the morning, tell me where to start. So, anything you ask for, He'll provide.
I feel like I'm just in the middle. Like you said, where to start. And I feel like I'm just like hurled right in the middle of things. And, okay, you can either go left, right, up, down. And then I just got to make a decision and just pull it. So,
and you just have to say to him, you know, show me the way and then go to sleep. And the way will come to you tomorrow. So there's always a way when you have the faith. And if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and you hold it tight, everything will turn around.
Well, Jackie, thank you for calling. We're going to move on to
the
next
caller.
Thank you
so much. I really appreciate it. You have a very nurturing style of communication. And it's heartfelt. So thank you. I appreciate it. Could I remain on so I can listen to the show?
Oh, absolutely, honey. No problem.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And like
it
I said,
so
we're on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. And if you're the first caller of the day, you get to suggest the topic.
Okay. Love is needed, definitely, especially.
It is. It is.
Not common folks. And I'm seeing that because that's been one of my biggest things. I when I found myself really trying to share love and, you know, just greet people or, you know, help people out or, just like little random acts of kindness, I was seeing the opposite in return. And then at some point I also checked my ego to see, was I expecting it because I needed it or was I just, you know, looking at the reaction as a result of how it made me feel? The question of love is serious right now because people are not loving anymore, really.
It's impossible to live and not love.
But I think what you're saying makes some sense.
Most people are loving themselves. Most people are
just
love themselves.
I mean,
they're not thinking about
the next
person.
We can't rely on getting it from others. We need to give it to ourselves. And ideally, it will happen where we do fall into paths where we're attracting more loving people.
You come around.
Yeah.
Yeah, just look in the mirror and thank God every day for your blessings and for your own loving consciousness.
And practice patience, Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You'll get what you need.
Okay.
It comes automatically if you don't try to push it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You don't sound convinced. Give us
no,
a call
no,
next
no,
week,
because I'm thinking,
okay?
You know what I was doing? It's not a matter of convincing me. You know what I was thinking as you were saying
what?
That? Was that my I was looking at time differently, because what I'm dealing with now is like it's going on almost 7 years. And I guess to me that's like patience, but that's my time. Whereas,
mm-hmm.
you know, just waiting expectantly or waiting for a resolution doesn't have to happen overnight. I get that. And I know 7 years, it went by so quick. So in my mind, I'm questioning, well, how much longer? And I know that question is perceived to be impatience.
What do you think, Ada Marie?
What I'm seeing is that when she stops thinking about it, it's going to happen.
Ah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And that very often is what happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
When she gets her mind on something else, it'll happen.
Yeah, you're focusing on the lack, Jackie. I think that's what the key is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make
well,
sense?
Definitely not. Yes, it does. When
yeah.
to hear it coming from someone else, it makes it's profound. And like you said earlier, like that answer, that answer, like you said, we have our answers. It was always there. We just didn't know how to access it. And again, like I can have this conversation with you now, and then maybe an hour, maybe another day, it might feel completely different, and I would have to still go within to remind myself that no, I don't even need to worry about
right.
this. It's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
it's different when you get it from someone else. It really is. As much as we hate to
oh,
admit
yeah.
it, it is different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've raised some very important issues, Jackie, and so thank you very much for your
thank
contribution.
You. Appreciate it.
It's been
appreciate
wonderful.
It.
Okay.
Thank
God
so
bless.
Much. God
yeah.
bless you, too. Namaste.
Thank you. Okay. We have two more callers. We're going to a Skype caller. What's your name, please? Hello, I have a Skype caller on the line. What is your name? You were disconnected and you called back. Are you muted right now? That's interesting. We'll come
that
back
is.
To you. Okay, well, we have two more now. Area code 631, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Sue, and I had a question.
Sure, Sue, go ahead.
My a good friend, I thought she was a good friend. I was going to ask your opinion on this. She was cheating on a boyfriend, then her boyfriend kicked her out, then she wanted to stay with me, but I thought it was going to be for a day or two, then it was weeks, then it was 3 months. She was giving me a little bit of money, but not hardly anything, coming at 10:15, 11:30, stuff like that. And then I said, well, do you have any plans to think of your future? She goes, oh, no, God's going to make my future. I said, no, you have to think of your future. And so then I said, I can't take this anymore. So she goes, oh, I don't like the way you act. Where am I going to find to rent between 10:15 at night and 5 in the morning? I said, I don't know. It's not my problem.
Good girl. Yeah, you're just
I think I was being used.
And that's the way they treated you. I
yep.
hope you sent them on their way.
I did. Yeah.
Good. I'm proud
but,
of you.
Yeah, me too. And they're friends. That then nobody helped me move or anything, so I'm not friends with them anymore.
Yeah, good.
But
so what are you doing?
I'm going on two blind dates.
What are you doing for yourself?
For me, ooh. I'm going to start walking, go to the gym. I'm going to do yoga on Wednesday nights. I have two blind dates, one Friday and one Saturday.
Good. Maybe you'll meet somebody real nice. Sounds like
you see
it.
Anything happening with those two?
That one of them's really gregarious and a lot of fun and a very good person, and the other one's a little more, a little quieter and not quite so, you know, jolly. So, you pick.
Yeah, one, they're about the both the same age. I think one begins with a C and one begins with a T.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm telling you, you're going to have to pick the one that you like the best to remain friends
well, that's
with.
Good. Well, that's okay. Good. So you think I made the right decision with my friend then?
I think so.
Yeah, she didn't even help me move. She knocked on my door at 10 o'clock at night and said, where's the room for me to put the mattress? I said, there isn't any room. You didn't even help me move. I don't have a spot. And then she goes, oh, you didn't care where I stayed? I said, you didn't even care to help me move.
So.
All right.
You called her your friend?
I don't know if she is a friend.
No,
it was last Sunday.
Not.
I needed a lot of help moving, and she was busy doing what? I don't know, mooching off of other people. And she said she was busy, so she thought there was going to be a place to stay. And I was going to do it, a single woman all by myself. And, you know, my parents helped and my son helped, but she didn't even ask. She thought she was going to come here at 10 o'clock at night and put a few groceries away and then sleep here.
No. Did you say no?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So she said, well, where do you expect me to go? I don't know. Because she doesn't want to pay rent.
Well, then she don't come to your house.
Right.
You're right.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Stand your ground.
All right. Oh, I am.
Okay.
Good luck with your day. Okay,
yeah.
God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller is area code 724. You're live. What's your name, please?
Oh, it's Mandy. I just called back to finish listening to the show.
Oh, okay, Mandy. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Well, we'll let you keep listening.
Thank you. Yeah, you can come back to me if you don't have any other callers, though.
Well, actually, we don't. Do you have another question?
Yes, I do. About my health. Have you pick up anything on my health that needs tended to right away?
Well, I'm not picking up a lot on your health, but I'm picking up on your habits of not taking care of yourself very good. And if I'm wrong, I'll stand graciously corrected. But I have a feeling you're not getting enough rest.
No, I'm not. I agree with that.
I guess so.
On habits, could you elaborate a little bit on that? I mean, I don't smoke or drink or do anything like that.
I know, but you don't. When you go to bed, you don't meditate or have any communication with your. Well, I call him God, whoever it is up there, and lay out a plan for the next day, and then pretty soon your health would bounce back.
I don't, as far as praying, I believe that's what you're referring to. I don't every night before I go to bed, but when I do so, mine will be, say, during the day, say, when the baby that just turned one, when he may fall asleep or so forth. So I... sporadic, different odd times per se is when I'll do so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even driving in
right.
the car. But once I get to that bed, I'm so tired I can't even comprehend to meditate, to be honest with you.
you can't even fall asleep.
Right, because I'm overly exhausted. You're right.
Right, right.
Like my eyes are just open
right.
with toothpicks, you know.
Well, take a good look at your activities and see how many of them you can cut down.
Now, my main concern why I brought up health is because I have a hernia, and it developed during my pregnancy. Do you see that I'll
mm-hmm.
be needing a surgical procedure, or will it?
No, you're going to have a surgically. Taken care of.
Oh, okay. Now,
the sooner you do it, the sooner you'll feel better.
Right. To be honest with you, why I haven't is because I'm single and I have the 1-year-old and an 11-year-old, and I'm more than limited to a lack of helping hand. So.
Right.
I'm scared. I mean, I can't come home from having that surgery. I have a lot of steps and have. A baby, an 11-year-old, and I have no support, to be honest with you.
But the 11-year-old is old enough to do a lot to help you.
Yeah, and he does. I can't take that away from him.
Right.
But as far as, you know, I'd be down even more with the surgery, and I breastfeed the baby as well, to be honest with you. So that's, you know, another concern of mine is the baby, you know, being so dependent on me, of course, during the day, the 11-year-old's in school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see a, like an emergency situation.
I don't see any emergencies.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
don't worry about it.
We'll make it happen.
That's the mother in me. You know what I mean? God forbid. You know, I'd be here with the baby alone. You know, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself.
Well, the baby will be fine, and you will be fine. Just be patient with yourself.
I'm trying to be. I just feel it getting worse, and so it's making me, you know, scared and more nervous.
Well, it's not going to get worse if you see it getting better. You just pray that it's perfect every day, day and night. Everything is perfect. The baby's perfect. You're perfect. The boy is perfect. And if you just keep that prayer rolling and rolling, it'll turn around real quick. I guarantee it.
Okay. And as far as the hernia, that goes for the hernia as well?
Yeah. And the hernia you will have it out and be it'll probably be January before it comes out, but it'll be around that time.
Around January.
They'll take it out. So that'll be good.
Okay. But they won't find anything else like going on.
No, there's nothing in there. Just get it removed. They'll remove it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Ada, for your kind words and for listening.
You're welcome, and I'm zapping you for a good healing and a good amount of strength to go forward.
Oh, thank you so much, more than you know.
You're welcome.
Thank you again, Mandy. And I think it might be good to wrap up the show by talking about the knowing. That's something that Ada Marie stresses. So just stay on the line and you can continue to listen. And we'll talk about what the most important component of faith is.
All right.
That's a simple question. The most important element of faith is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is help. There is help. You must ask for it and you must be grateful. But the universe will send they know what you need, but you have to ask. You have to ask, you have to be thankful, and you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is going to heal your mind, your body, your nervous system, your entire being, because you are a light of God, and every light of God has the privilege of being healed by God. So call on that light and heal yourself. It says, physician, heal thyself, and then you can heal someone else. That's the way the story goes.
Well, you are a healer.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I heal myself. I was stabbed 26 times. I was beaten to death. My house burned down, and I got badly hurt. And I healed quickly, you know? All those things are just lessons that I learned that I don't have to have again because I took my time and healed myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm okay today.
So what's the... Let's take it step by step. What is the first step towards healing? And I think you've already said it, but let's reiterate it.
Well, I have said it 1,000 times. It's knowing that you can heal yourself, knowing that you are in perfect health. Now, what I do, and I still do it today, and I'm in perfect health, I stand in front of my mirror in the morning, and I take my fingers on each hand and I tap my temples with my perfect health. I am in perfect health. I do it morning and night. I do not fail to do it. And believe me, it's brought me through all kinds of disasters, and I am still in perfect health. Yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted you to say. I know the answer to it because I've heard it before, but
right.
We have new callers every week, and I think it's important to go over that because it's like the first precept of what it is that you need to do and what has worked for you your whole life.
Yeah, and it's worked for dozens of people.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, last week there was a couple that came here, found it on their car, and they had our address and they found it, and the lady came up and I had told her husband from the show a long time ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I guess, about what he had to do, and he said, you won't remember who I am, and I didn't. He said, and his wife kind of grinned, and she said, he was on a radio show that you did. You started doing a radio show with a man, and he heard the show, and he was on the show, and you told him what to do, and he's walking, and he wasn't walking. He was in a wheelchair at the time.
Oh, yeah. You talked about that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
that's so an amazing.
You know, that was a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So everybody, look in the mirror and see yourself perfect. See yourself perfect mentally, physically, and emotionally. And you will be fine. You'll get to where you smile every day just because it's a thing to do.
Right.
So, okay.
Well, that sounds like a good place to stop for today.
Okay. And I'll be looking forward to the next time.
Okay, honey. You take good care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.